sit back, save some money. Here's how. The Mortgage Show with Kerry Cardinal on News Talk 980 CJME.
Kerry, good to see you. How have you been?
Excellent. How are you, Dave?
Good, good. Just kind of thumping along and, you know, working our way towards Christmas and end of the year.
Yeah, cold weather, yeah. People wrapping up the year, thoughts of wrapping up the year. There's a lot of buzz still happening with the new announcement that came out last month on those mortgage rule changes.
This is the stress test, right? Yeah. That's kind of what everyone's been calling. I have heard a lot of people actually talking about that going, so what does this mean? How does this impact? And this is everyone right across the board, from first-time buyers to people who are looking to renew to, and a lot of people just unsure really what it is, how it works, and how it may or may not affect them.
Right. People say, am I impacted in this? And my first thing that I want to say is, if you're wondering how you will be impacted or if you will be impacted, call me. Let's chat. Knowledge is power. And so I'm receiving calls every day about the new stress test. So what it is on January 1st, Dave, the government is now saying that if you have more than 20% of a down payment, you now have to pass a stress test rate where you didn't before. Who this impacts is if you're refinancing your mortgage. People say, well, I have a mortgage I'm going to be renewing. That's not refinancing. Refinancing is when you borrow more money on your house at renewal time or whenever. That's going to be impacting. You now have to qualify at a rate about 2% higher. The rate isn't 2% higher, but you have to qualify for this stress test rate.
It's almost like the stress test. I kind of look at it as a just in case. Right. Maneuver where, okay, here's the rate that you're going to get your mortgage for, but just in case rates go up to this, will you still be able to make the payment comfortably on your budget? So it's that window now that you're being approved for, as opposed to here is the rate.
Right.
But it's, you pay the that lower rate.
You bet. It is a buffer placed between what the actual payment will be and what the payment could be if the rate was 2% higher. And people go, well, 2%, what is 2%? It can be hundreds of dollars on a monthly payment that you have to qualify at a higher amount. So the qualifying rules are, you know, you see those huge big stacks of library books, stack upon stack upon stack. That's kind of like the mortgage underwriting guidelines. And the average person has no idea. Yeah, they know that they make their payments, they know that they can pull everything together and afford what they're doing. That doesn't necessarily mean that you are able to qualify based upon those underwriting guidelines. So those guidelines say, you know, based upon this type of debt or this type of debt or this type of income or this or whatever. That's why you need a mortgage professional. That's why you need a broker like me saying, okay, worst case scenario, you have to qualify at the stress test rate. Now that you're putting 20% down when you buy your house, you're going to qualify. And what I'm doing is really simple right now, Dave. I'm saying a now and a later scenario. Right now, you can qualify. January 2nd, you can still qualify. Or we say right now you can qualify January 2nd, you're not going to be able to qualify based upon A, B, and C.
Based on the new guidelines.
Right. So that's the time when you're going to decide, do I need to act now or am I going to wait? The other thing that I like to do is I like to take a step back and say, okay, you won't be able to qualify on January the 2nd unless you do something else. So really the best thing that I can do, the best advice I can give you is to call me, explain your situation, and I can tell you if this change will impact you. I'm still getting calls every day of the week, Dave, from first-time buyers or second-time buyers buying with 5 or 10 or 15% down. And they said, well, I thought I couldn't qualify after January the 2nd. Good news. These rules are not impacting you. That rule changed already back in March 2017.
So for people putting down less than 20%, that's already been in place since March of this year. This is now an addition where even if you're putting down or you have over 20% down, that also falls under the stress test category again.
We're already playing by those rules if you have less than 20% down. And it doesn't mean that you're not going to qualify. You know, I qualify people for purchasing or refinancing houses every day of the week. People are saying, well, is this squishing out a lot of people? You know, some people it's having an impact on. The majority of my borrowers, no. The things that you need to keep on the forefront of your mind is interest rate drives payment, drives principal, drives interest. At the end of the day, drives your checkbook, your bank account, your jeans, whatever, wherever you keep your money. Mm-hmm. Interest rate is important, but don't sacrifice service and quality and a whole bunch of flexibility for an interest rate. We need to make a smart financial decision. Dave, this purchasing a house, refinancing a house is the largest investment most of us make in a lifetime.
I think sometimes people kind of gloss over, you know, the service and the flexibility and the other options that are part of a mortgage. They go simply, no, lowest interest rate, and here we go. Yeah, okay, that's what.
Point and click.
Yeah, and well, okay, what if it's, you can't transfer it within a certain time?
Right.
What if there's a penalty?
What if you have to sell it? Well, what if something happens and you move or something unforeseen happens? People spend more time researching their winter vacation that we spend a few thousand dollars on, maybe a little bit more depending on where you're traveling, than the largest investment of your life. Mortgages aren't just point and click anymore, Dave. There's been so many rule changes. In the 11 years that I've been a broker, there has been so many rule changes in the mortgage industry. I have to do, you know, all these mortgages a year just so that I'm fresh and keeping up to date with all these rule changes. I have that. I bring that experience to the table for each and every one of my clients.
The secret is to call you.
Absolutely.
Because I think you're absolutely right, where, you know, you talk about, you know, keep stacking up books and books and books. Okay, there's the underwriter regulations and everything that you need to be. But there's no way that you would know that. And there's no way you should be expected to know that. You, Carrie, know that.
Right.
And that's why you can give someone a Carrie Cardinal mortgage. But pick up the phone, call you, find out how you fit in with this changing landscape that is the mortgage industry right now.
I'm in your corner.
Yeah.
I don't stand with a flag in my hand for any of the banks. I stand in your corner looking out for your best interest.
Who are you getting calls from now? Because I know a lot of times that there's people who are, you know, have grandkids or have children or have nieces or nephews or aunts or uncles or someone they work with, and they go, oh, yeah, you really got to talk. I was actually out and about, and I overheard some people talking, and I kind of said, listen, sorry to interrupt. I couldn't help it. Have you guys ever talked to Carrie Cardinal? Because they were debating about, okay, what does this mean and how does this impact me? And I said, yeah, just go to her website, carriecardinal.com, contact her through there, number's there. And the guy went, you know what? I actually dealt with her several years ago. She was great. And he says, well, of course I should just give her a call.
Absolutely. Thanks, Dave.
That
warms my heart. But that's the type of business that I have. That's the type of clients that I have. And I have grandparents. I have neighbors and coworkers. You know, in Saskatchewan, we all look out for each other.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We have each other's back.
Yeah.
And so when you're spending the most amount of money that you are as a single ticket purchase in your life, I'm glad somebody has your back, and I have your back, and we're going to make sure that this is done properly. We're going to make sure that it's taken care of so that you're not going to have headaches in the years to come.
So much more. We're going to pick up on when we come back, though. Again, and I just mentioned, if you want to get more information, if you want that point of contact, check the website out, carriecardinal.com. That's carriecardinal.com. That should be your first call. That needs to be your only call, because Carrie will take care of the rest for you. Back with more of The Mortgage Show right after this.